Right, now I think this has to be the bargain of the weekend. It's the Woolpit Steam Rally today and tomorrow. It's open from now until 5 today and from 10 until 5 tomorrow. It's at Warren Farm, Weatherden. It's well signposted off the A14. And they've got loads and loads and loads of things going on. It costs you to go in today £4 if you're an adult, £2 if you're a child, and £3 if you're a senior citizen. Goes up to a fiver for adults tomorrow. But that's got to be the bargain of the weekend. It really has. Gerald Seeley is on the line to us now from the Woolpit Steam Rally. Good morning, Gerald.
And good morning to you, Mark. Yes.
You're on the field already, I hear.
I am indeed, yes. We've been here since bright and early this morning, and what a nice morning it's been too for us so far.
I'll tell you what, the weather has been a bit iffy of late, but you've picked a nice weekend. I think you're going to be okay.
I think so, yes. And the grass is lovely and short here. It's like mowing grass, just like the Suffolk Show grass, so you won't need your wellies. It's no mud, you know what I mean? Please come along and enjoy it.
Now, the steam rally's been going for a while now, hasn't it?
Yeah, 20-odd years now we've been doing this show. Yes, we have, yes, that's right, yes.
What made you go for it in the first place? What was the reason for putting it on? Do the family have a love of steam?
Well, I've had a lifelong experience with steam rallies. I was always taken to steam rallies and involved with steam rallies as a youngster, and then when this opportunity came along to run this rally and put it on ourselves, we went for it and we've gone from strength to strength.
Well, it's probably the most advertised steam rally of all time, because you have that wonderful sign, don't you, next to the A14 that everybody drives by.
Yeah, that's what we call our cardboard cutout. It's two sheets of plywood made into a traction engine with some galvanised tins on top, if you study it carefully, mounted on a trailer and positioned as you say. That's right, yes.
Yeah, it's the best free advert in the world, I think that is. Now, you're open for business today. What have you got for people to come and see?
Well, we've got steam engines of all shapes and sizes, from the big showmen that drive the fairground. We've got road rollers, agricultural engines. We've got the little steam models. We've even got a steam car. We've got steam gallopers, the main great big fairground ride. So we've got everything in the steam line is here today.
And do you raise money for charity through this?
Yes, we do. As you were saying, we try and keep our admission prices low so that people can come here and afford to come here. And yes, we raised £14,000, which we gave away to local charities out of it last year. So that was very, very well done.
Brilliant stuff. Not just steam as well. You've got lots of old vehicles there on display.
Yes, as many other sections, we have the best ever entry of tractors. We've got in excess of 100 vintage tractors. Some dating back right before the First World War era, so we go back to the 1913, 1914, which is a bit more unusual than you may see at some shows. We've got 60 or 70 vintage cars, so they're not quite made today, certainly there'll be a strong contingent of them tomorrow. Military and commercial vehicles, as you come in, you'll see the military vehicles sort of in the gorse bushes and lurking on top of the hill, just ready posed for action should they be needed,
Should they have any trouble, they'll be okay.
Yeah, it's the Germans shooting. That's right. And then, of course, it's the stationary engines, the little engines that we used before the days of electricity. They did all sorts of, they performed all sorts of menial tasks that we used to do by hand before that. But we've got over 70 of them as well. We mustn't forget the full ring program of displays of the exhibits going around the ring. Then we've got performing dog agility today as well, in between the Punch and Judy. Then tomorrow we've got the marching band as well performing in the ring. That carried on continuously all day. The ring program, there's always something going on in the ring. Then of course with the highly contested slow race, the steam engines for the trophy tomorrow afternoon. That's fiercely fought for. If anybody's seen it before, you know what I mean, the steam engine drivers competed quite intensely to win this trophy. Then there's all the trade stands. We've got 50 or 60 trade stands outside and 30-odd craft and other type of displays and trade stands inside. Then, of course, we've got hot and cold food, so you won't go hungry, ice cream and a licensed car.
Gerald, that's magnificent. And all for £4 today and £5 tomorrow.
It couldn't say better than that, could we?
That's the bargain of the weekend, it really is, isn't it? And we heard yesterday on the breakfast programme about research out suggesting that a trip to the farm is really good for the soul, and a trip to a farm like yours today, with this going on as well, will be like just stepping back in time a little bit, won't it, to a more gentler era.
Absolutely. I mean, people just love coming back year after year. You talk to the exhibitors and the people that I do in the evenings, and they just look forward to every year.
Well, I hope it goes well today. I'm sure it will. and we'll hopefully see a lot of people turning out to see you today and tomorrow.
Please come along and see it for yourself.
Gerald, thanks.
Signposted off the A14, easy to find.
Good man, thank you for coming on.
Okay, cheers.
Have a good one. That's Gerald Seeley from the Woolpit Steam Rally. Now that has got to be the bargain of the weekend for you. It's open from now until 5 today, 10 until 5 tomorrow. Adults £4 today, £5 tomorrow. That is the Woolpit Steam Rally. And we heard just how therapeutic it is to go down to the farm and just to get rid of modern day stresses and strains. When you hear the steam engines going there as well, I mean, it really will be a chance to de-stress perhaps today or tomorrow.
Well, that was Mark Murphy introducing the event at Woolpit on his Saturday morning breakfast show on Radio Suffolk. I must thank the BBC once again for allowing me to use that clip, which incidentally was recorded in a lay-by in the car on the edge of the A14 on the way to the show. My driver this morning is Michael, who's already driven 30 miles to pick me up and has now driven another 25 miles to the event, and we are parking the car and leaving it in the car park, and we are walking up towards the stationary engines. That'll be the first thing that comes into view. So here we go, off to the stationary engines.
And there are about 70 of them, I believe, according to the programme. We're not going to describe them all, so don't worry. But we may listen to them all as we go past. Well, that's a quiet one.
Two.
Two. That's all right. Good. That's a straight. Oh, that's really hit and miss.
They're making a movie. This is a New Holland.
Just there?
Yeah, number 29, New Holland petrol fuel. Type C.
Is that the one?
The Vincent machine.
Is that the one that's fitted to me over there?
Yeah.
Alright. I do like the sound of that.
Made in America. The design first introduced in 1903, the New Holland engine.
Fascinating, the way they just fire every so often. And the flywheel keeps it going round to the next firing. I find that fascinating. Right, on we go. That's the one that's not very interesting.
Well, it's just gone past three.
Yeah. This one I can hear. What's that one?
Okay, we're going on. Go past the two more.
That this one is, there?
Yeah, it's the Stuart Turner.
Oh.
Model P4, HP, it's 2 years, 1935. Lister L. run by Shane Marrow. Hitcham Norfolk.
Hitcham and Norfolk.
One for sale. Okay. This is from the Waveney Valley and District Reservation Society.
Yeah.
Stuart Turner Electric Pump.
Electric?
Yeah. Being powered by a steam engine.
That's a nice one. I like the sound of that one. Yeah, that's very nice. I like that one. A sign telling us what this one is?
We can move further down, David. Well,
it doesn't matter.
No, it's from
plastic now.
It's the Waveney District, Waveney Valley District and Preservation Society. It's a Crossley engine, 1939. Little water pump.
Yes.
And what have we got here? Cover it up. So it's got a little red, fireman's red water pump circulating the water, and you've got a beautifully immaculate green small steam engine. Sounds sweet as a nut.
Steam engine. Yeah.
Judging them, I think, David.
Oh, yeah, they probably do, don't they? it's not the best. Remember the first time we came here, there was one looked as though water was just coming out of a tap and the tap was suspended in midair. Do you remember?
Right, there's absolutely loads of them.
Is there?
Oh.
Oh yes. Hello, Russian Hornsey. Quite a nice one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could rely on that, I think.
Yeah, you get a feeling that some of them you could really, really rely on, that they're never going to let you down. Four or five here. Exhibit lobsters. 1916. The grinding machine of some sort. Oh, I see. Actually doing corn.
Oh, grinding corn,
yeah.
Ah.
And here's one soaring through a massive lump of high angle steel. That's brilliant, that is.
Well, that was a selection of the stationary engines, which were very useful in their day. Now they're just exhibits at events like this. We're off now to meet a friend who has a large traction engine, a powerful traction engine, which is capable of uprooting trees if asked to do so. It's also capable of being as docile as a lamb in the hands of its owner. Natal Taylor is his name, and he has called his steam engine Faith, F-A-I-T-H. So we're off to find him now, and let's hope we can. The sound you can hear now is Faith, the steam engine, just ticking over. Much like its owner's, personal Faith ticks over 24/7, as you will become aware of in this podcast.
Is there anyone nearby? Speak to?
Sitting on top of it.
On top of it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not getting up there.
Do you want me to take it around?
Hang on. Yeah.
This is
Faith still, by the way.
Yeah, this is Faith.
Yeah. Ow.
Sorry.
Oh, he's on the hot plate.
When you get a new hot plate, he's flying over 3,000 RPM.
Eating a black ice cream.
Black ice cream?
There's a young man sitting on top of Faith.
Hello, young man.
This is David.
Sitting on top of Faith. Hello. You're not Nathan, are you?
No, I'm going to get him for you. Nathan's about somewhere.
Is he? All right.
Probably having a yarn, though, Nathan.
Oh, probably, yes. Yeah.
Or Nathan's on the go about.
I just wondered. And yeah, I was in hospital at the same time as he was, having his cataract done.
Oh yeah, I'm going to get him. I'm seeing from here actually.
Oh right.
I'm going to get him for you.
Pretty sure you'd like to have a talk with
you. Yeah,
thank you.
It's a rare old machine,
though. Is that a sort of like flywheel?
Yeah, that's a flywheel going back and forth.
I can see it now. I can see it better. Yeah, there it goes.
Yeah, it's really impressive. Red and green.
Yeah, I know. It always looked very nice when I used to drive by it.
Oh, right. Black chimney. Tall, very tall black chimney. Big lump of brass at the top.
I'd be surprised if it wasn't here. It hasn't got so far to go.
Why is that? Where does it come from?
Right, barking. Barking, I think you call it.
Here it comes.
Yeah, I think it's barking.
This is David. Do you remember David?
Hello.
Hello. I was in hospital when you were. You were leaving the next day.
That's right. Yeah. How are you?
All right, thanks. You?
Can you see all right? Yes.
No. They couldn't do much for me.
Got worse.
Oh, you didn't.
Yeah.
I am so sorry.
Mostly due to the glaucoma, you know.
Yes.
But when I was in hospital that time, they were trying to stop hemorrhages, you know.
Oh, right.
A lot of hemorrhages.
Oh, my dear.
But that's okay. It's okay.
What about yourself?
I won. Thank you, dear Lord, I won.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. I had one cataract took off, mm-hmm. and then they took the other one off.
Oh, yes.
And,
yeah.
And everything is absolutely beautiful. Oh, thank you, dear Lord. I can't help saying that because you just got to say it, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's a little miracle, really.
Yeah. That is. Yeah. The surgeon come round, you know, just before my operation.
Dr. Goebbels, wasn't
he? Yeah. So he said, is there anything else he said you want to see me about before the operation?
Yes.
I said, yes. I said, there is one thing. Mm-hmm. So he said, and what is that? I said, while you're doing the operation, I said, I'll keep my eye on you. Keep my eye on you, get it?
Yeah.
He's operating on me, I'll keep my eye on you. He laughed.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, I'm a funny fella.
Yeah.
Number one, I love our dear Lord with all my heart and soul.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one, which is the most biggest thing.
Yeah.
And another thing too, I love a laugh and a joke. And you've got to be young at heart.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, of course you have. Yeah.
I'm deeply sorry to think things have happened like you.
Oh really?
Oh, sorry. Hello, dear.
Not too bad.
So you're coping all right?
Oh yes, thanks, yes, I cope very well.
That is lovely to come see me.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah. And, so anyway, how is your girl, and can you tell me a bit about her, please?
What, the engine?
Yeah, the engine,
Oh, I said,
I don't mind which, really.
Oh, I see, well, they are.
Better stick to the engine,
Well, they are. The engine is 1916. Built in 1916.
Ah.
She was built to go to a farm in Essex.
Yes.
And she was army went and stepped in the factory, commandeered it, and she had to go on guns, form guns in the First World War.
Oh.
So she was form guns in the First World War.
Yeah.
Then when she was demobbed out the army, it went through the factory and checked right through.
Yes.
And then that finally went to the farmer that it was intended to go to work.
Ah. Was that locally?
And at Chapel, in Essex.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what do you do with her? Take around the shows? Or?
I take around shows and I still chaff cut with it.
Do you really?
Oh, she'll still go to work. Just the same as that did when that was new.
Right. Excellent.
Yeah.
So you use the original chaff sort of cutting machines? Or?
Oh, I've got the original chaff cutter that these used to turn.
Cool.
Yes, at home.
Amazing.
Oh, and I'll tell you what else I do. I've got some friends of mine, which are ladies, and they'd all dress up in Land Army outfits.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And they work on the straw and help me feed the chaff cutter, all dressed in the Land Army. Yeah. So it makes a marvellous scene, if you know what I mean.
Really good, yes.
We interrupt this programme to bring you some breaking news. David Miles has just been invited up onto the hot plate of the steam engine. This is a complete surprise to him, so we'll hand you back to the steam rally in Woolpit.
Ready?
Right. Hey, you've got to do a bit of climbing, but come on, you come along, mate. Just walk with me.
Oh, this way, right.
Yeah. There's a hole, little hole just there.
Oh, that's right.
Little hole.
Oh, a hole, yeah.
There. One, that's the winch.
Yes.
That's the winch rollers. They're the winch rollers. Right?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Now you put your hand up on there to get on.
Yep.
Right, you don't do it until I tell you. Don't do it until I tell you. Now, I'm going to put your other hand on the other side of the foot plate, where the gap is in the middle.
Okay.
And then I'll put your foot on the bottom, this foot, on the bottom.
Right.
And then I'll guide this foot on the next step.
Yes, okay.
And then you can get up.
Okay, then.
I'll be right with you.
Right, so...
I shan't let you down.
No, this is me climbing onto a steam traction engine.
That's right, 11-ton steam traction engine.
Yeah.
I'm Nagel. I've had the engine 40 years. Just over 1965 when I bought the engine.
Yes.
And I'm now going to help you up.
Right.
And I'm going to let you hold the steering wheel.
Oh dear.
And then we're going to blow the whistle. And I'm going to show you, and you'll touch everything and do everything the same as an engine driver would do.
I've always wanted to be an engine driver.
Well, got news for you. You're an engine driver right now with me.
Already,
okay. I won't see you go wrong.
Right-o.
Now, I want you to do what I tell you.
Yep.
Will you you'll guide his hand on there and put his foot on there.
Yep.
That foot on there. Not yet.
No, okay.
And then the next one have to come up onto the next step.
Righto.
And then I'll help you in. Because I'm going to climb up first.
Okay, yeah.
But your friend is going to help you.
I'll do fine, yeah.
And then when you come down, we'll do the self same thing.
Okay.
Now, don't go frightened, because I will not let you down.
No, all right. Won't be
trust fine. Me.
Right, you get on first.
I'll get on first. 1 minute.
Yeah. Okay. Nigel's done this before.
Just a few. You just hang on there, David.
On there,
yeah. All right.
I got you.
Up to there.
On there.
No, keep it on there. That's a narrow, that's as wide as it is.
Right up high. That's it, you're on it. Now stand up with me.
Go on.
Up you come.
My leg is stuck, hang on. I need to hold on to that again.
Yeah, stand up.
One little one to go. That's it, you're in.
That's it, stand right up.
Oh, I'm in.
You're up, you're in. Now this hand, this hand is now on the steering wheel.
Oh yes, I see, yes.
Right. You can feel the steering wheel.
Yes, it's a wheel with a part sticking out of it with a handle on it.
That's right, you've got it in one.
So you can whiz up around at great speed if you want to.
Yeah, well they're low geared, you see.
Yes, yeah.
Right, now you keep a hold of that.
I will.
Now this hand, that's what opened the ash pan. You pull it up, open the ash pan, let the air into the engine underneath.
I see.
Right, that's the ash pan.
Mm-hmm.
What let air into the fire?
Does that let more heat in?
No, that let the air in, so the fire draws up.
Oh, draws up the oxygen.
Then you come across to you.
Yeah.
That's the expansion lever.
Right.
What are the expansion gears on the slide valve?
Right.
Now the main one, that's the main regulator.
Yes.
That means that stops and starts the engine. She's ticking over now, actually. She's ticking over slowly now.
Yes.
I don't know if you can just hear it.
I can hear something.
You feel the vibration.
I feel this handle's pretty hot as well.
Oh, that is hot. Yeah, I got you. I shan't let you go wrong. Now, that is a hot thing.
Yes.
Now, wait a minute. You just stand there right still. Can you move that foot in a bit?
Yeah,
whoa, what's that?
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. That lever.
Yeah.
That one. That's what cut the steam forwards or backwards. As that's forwards, the engine is running forwards.
I see.
I'll shut her down a minute. She stops now.
Right.
Now, when you make her come in reverse, you use this hand on there.
Oh, there's a lever on there as well,
and
nip
that one.
Yeah.
And you pull that one.
Put it back.
Right back to there.
That's a long way.
And that put it in reverse.
Yeah.
Now, when I send that one, just let go.
Sorry.
When I send there,
that
can't move forwards or back, and the engine can't move.
Oh, right.
Right?
Yeah.
So we'll put it forward again.
Yeah.
That's right. Now, that one, that's the selector.
Yeah.
We'll open the selector to let the gears go in.
I see.
One minute. This one, here you are, let me have you.
That's the low gear. Put that, put it into low gear and out of low gear.
Oh, just that? Just that small
no,
movement?
No, you have to pull a pin out. There's there's a pin there.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Up there,
yeah.
That you can pull out.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, I've got that, yeah.
And you pop that in there.
But I don't need to touch that, though, do I?
No. Wait a minute. And then to put her into top gear, you have to come across here. That's the top gear.
Yeah.
That's the top gear one.
All right.
Right. Now, the steam cocks, you've got a little nobble there.
Oh, yeah.
And you pull that shut up,
yeah.
And you push it to open the cocks.
Oh, I see.
On the cylinder.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, you've got a wheel there. I'm not hardly let you touch that one, but that's a wheel.
Oh, yeah.
That's what opened the steam.
That's pretty hot as well.
Yeah, that's all there, all hot. That opened the steam to work the steam injector to put the water in the engine.
I see.
Right. Now, down there, I'm not going to let you touch it,
no.
But just put your finger gently.
Okay.
There.
Yeah.
That's the water glass.
Ah.
Now, you come back this way.
Yeah.
That's the water pump for cold water. You can feel us cold.
It's not being cold, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll hang on to that.
Now, that's, they're the clacks, what open and let the water come in and pump the water around the side of the engine, that's all you'd. That's a water pump.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you what we'll do. Shall we blow the whistle?
Oh, that would be nice. Yeah, I'd like to blow the whistle.
Right. Now, to blow the whistle, you've got another... Well, I hadn't better let you touch that one. It's a heck of a heart.
Oh, okay.
But do you want me to blow the whistle?
I'll let you blow the whistle.
Righto. Be ready then. Don't really do let rip.
Oh. God, blimey.
That's the whistle.
Are you still speaking?
Yeah, I'm still speaking.
Here
I'm still right with you. All right. So now you're actually standing on the engine, facing the front.
Yeah.
There you are. We're just terminal chat.
Yeah.
Now you're standing. Now you're looking across the front of the engine.
Yes.
Where the chimney is and the cylinder is.
Yeah.
You're up pretty high. Now in front of the engine, there's a lovely piece of grass.
Oh,
all lovely grass.
Yes.
And now if you look a bit further on that grass, not very far.
No.
There's Ferguson tractors, all sorts of Ferguson tractors. You've got Nutfield tractors on this side on the grass, right in front. You've got MG crawlers. You've got iron horses. You've got tell you in a minute. Anzani tractors.
Mm-hmm.
Now a little bit further over on that side. Right in front, or just on your left hand side, over. I'll point to it over there.
Over there.
There's a showman's engine over there in steam.
Yes.
And over.
You remember, Michael?
Over there. That's where you can get fish and chips and the beer tent.
Ah, good.
And over there, you've got the toilets right near and handy here.
Yeah.
Just over there, there's all downs, there's roundabouts.
Yeah.
And all the fun of the fair.
Mm-hmm. I want to go and see the static engines because I like the sound of those.
Yeah. Well, they're over the other way.
That way to the right.
Yeah. Oh, they're in that direction.
Yeah. Behind
in,
me.
In that direction. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, this saw you told me.
Mm-hmm.
If you look, you know what I mean.
Yes, I know what you mean. Yeah.
I've got a Devonshire engine standing beside me.
Oh yeah.
Then I've got a steam wagon. Then we've got a steam roller.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got another steam roller.
Yes.
Then we've got another traction engine.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got another traction engine.
Mm-hmm.
Then a steam roller.
Yeah.
And then a living van. where my daughter is in the living van.
Oh,
she's,
right.
She's on the steamroller.
Oh, I see, yes.
Yeah?
So these are all yours then, are they?
Oh, no. Just the one what you're standing on as well. Then.
So when you say we, you mean the show house?
The show people. All the people, same as me, what come to the rally.
Yes, I see, yes.
Yeah?
Oh, lovely.
So, they
we'll probably visit all of those, probably.
Eh?
We'll probably visit those in a minute.
Well, yes, of course you can. Yeah.
Blow the whistle, David.
Do you want me to blow the whistle again? Well, he can, but the wheel is extremely hot, and I'm not going to let him get burnt. I'm not going to let him take any harm whatsoever. It's in my hands,
yes.
And no nicer kind of gentleman could be in my hands than what you are. So there you are.
Oh, you like your discs all right, then?
No, when you get down...
Oh, yes.
Paul, when this gentleman get down...
Yes, Mr. Taylor.
Can you have a word with him?
Oh, sure.
If you will. He there was a time when he used to drive past my house and work up at Watersham. Now, unfortunately, he can't see. But today, for just a short period of time, I'm your eyes.
Yeah, okay.
And I won't let you miss a thing.
No, I
know. Now, do you want to go down forwards or do you want to come go down back?
I think backwards would be the best.
Right, well, now.
Sort
me
water hose out.
Yeah. Well, now, you've got a little ledge is there.
Yeah.
Now, you put your foot onto there.
That's it.
Now, you gradually have this hand on there.
Oh, yes. Where I had to get back in, wasn't it?
Now, the other hand go back onto there.
Further back.
And I'm not going to let you fall. Now, this other gentleman will put your foot down onto there.
Is that it?
This one's got to come down.
That one right down low. Steady.
There
once you get a foothold, you're all right.
Go over to the right.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah, I've got that.
Hold him right tight.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Now let yourself down gently.
Yep. Yeah.
Now you're on the ground.
I am.
And you've still got me.
Yep.
Right.
I reckon I've got black hands, haven't I?
Yeah, hands are dirty. You're looking like an engine driver now. Well, you are, aren't you?
I am an engine
Wait
driver.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. There's a nice clean bit of white rag for you to wipe your hands on.
Yeah, lovely, thanks. I'm an engine driver now, Michael.
He is, yeah.
Well, that's a surprise, wasn't it? Thank you very much.
That's all a pleasure.
Yeah.
I had a word with this gentleman on the phone. I said to him, well, I'm looking forward to meeting you, didn't I?
Yes,
and
you
I said, you
that,
come
yeah.
up on the engine and I'll yeah. show you all around it.
Yes, because I actually did have a word with you at the Watersham Steam Rally, but that was only for a short time.
Short time.
And I didn't have the pleasure of getting onto your engine,
that's all right.
Which I've had today.
Then wait a minute.
Well, my engine driving days are over for the time being. We're now going to wander off and have something to eat. The sound of those fish and chips sounded good, so we'll go and see what we can find. Well, we had our food. I didn't have fish, I had a very large sausage. It was so large it hung over both sides of the plate. And the chips were absolutely gorgeous. Now we're on our way to look at some other things, and I can't tell you what they're going to be until we get there. So here we go.
We've now reached the farm machinery, which is all pretty active at the moment. They're mostly steam engines, some working thrashing machines, and some not. So we're just going to walk past them.
The sugar beet machine.
Oh, this one's a sugar beet machine. What is it actually doing? Cleaning the sugar beet?
Yeah, it prepares the sugar beet and takes all the roots and the outside skins and stuff off.
Oh, I see.
Amazing.
And you've been actually, that's all visible, is it?
Yeah.
You can see it doing that.
Well, the debris are all down there. They actually haven't put any more through there yet.
Ah.
No.
Okay. Well, we'll move on then a little bit. See what we can hear.
Looks like a big grinding wheel at the end.
The actual physical size of these things, are they sort of like tractor size or bigger?
No, they're about 10 by 4.
Oh, not too big then.
No.
Are they all roughly the same in shape and size?
They're all farm agricultural machines. Some are doing seed, some are doing sugar beet, some are doing wheat.
Ah. Yeah, the touching ones will be, won't they?
Yeah.
Very interesting. Yes, okay, well that was the farm machinery. Moving on again now. We've come across a strange stall showing historic ice skates.
Amazing.
Thank you very much. What are they like then?
I don't know. But how would you describe the ice skates? It's amazing.
Well, that's a modern one there.
That's a modern one.
What they use in the World Championship, they pivot there. Pivot.
Yeah. Well, they pivot here?
Yeah. No, yeah, that's back. Right.
And they're front?
Here, right.
Yeah. That's a modern ice skate.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yeah. I see, yes, yeah.
They were used in Holland in the short track championships about 4 or 5 years ago.
Is it for speed skating, is it?
Yeah.
Ah, right.
Yeah. £400 a pair.
Wow.
One of my friends went there and he brought that back. Didn't say that was a modern skate to show against these others.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And what are these? How would you describe these older ones?
Well, they're all 1800s.
Have a feel of these, David. They look like boots. You know, like the old Persian slippers with the curled up ends.
Oh, yes.
Runners, they call those.
Right.
Yeah.
Team runners.
Are
they called? Well, if you remind, of course, that the Punta Judy is forming at 1 o'clock in front of the beerhead. That's Punta Judy, 1 o'clock in front of the beerhead. And our first event here in the arena is at 1:30. That's our second engine.
Good.
And obviously, we have a low-stop dog agility display and a 10-bar to our vintage cars and motorcycles. 225, these are veteran and vintage cycles.
Amazing.
At 240, we have tractors and horticultural machinery.
Very unusual collection. So, who
are you? We welcome in our steam models, followed by the second showing of our tractor engines at 10 bars to each. And
half past three,
we've got our slow rate.
Hang on, I can't hear this.
The low-stop dog agility display team returns to the arena. Our last event today in the arena is at 4:10 for our commercial and military vehicles.
A lot of water laid around in the fans in them days, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah. Freeze over very quickly.
Yeah.
Well, you've joined us. A very warm welcome.
National champion.
Good afternoon.
Ah,
what
in the teams? So,
today and tomorrow, an awful lot to see and do around the site. Many, many trade stands here and lots of exhibits as well. And it's one of the nicest rallies for walking around and enjoying yourself. Warpit's very much the friendly rally on the scene.
We think they're right.
And all the exhibitors here and all the
ones.
Very much enjoying each year. And a big thank you to the CD family who helped organise, put on the event. Gerald and David, the organisers. All their committee.
This pair
and of
here.
Course to R&P Baker who makes the
use of their land utilities available to us.
Put on the Warpit steam each year.
4 shillings and what?
7 and 8 me.
Oh, yeah.
Is that
they were children.
That's the back, is it?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Well,
the difference for men and women?
Yeah, the women used to do it as well.
Right.
Yeah.
So the pictures you've got around here of these?
They're all Wellney and Littlepool.
Right.
Yeah.
Ah, Littlepool. Is that where they used to
be? Yeah. They used to flood what they call the moors there, near the railway station.
Right.
And there's a bank round up now to this day, but they don't do it anymore. There's houses being built on.
Oh.
Right. Took a boat round to Liverpool.
Liverpool?
Yeah. It's a lovely little place, that.
Yeah. What's that? That mine, what you can use.
Really?
No, it's not your skates, really.
Ice hockey?
Yeah.
But Davey's a roller skater.
Well, I know to our fraction engine.
He's off again.
And you're due in the arena at 1:30.
These are the gentlemen, David.
Hang on a minute, I can't hear a word.
These are the gentlemen.
Ah, hockey skates are quite short, aren't they? Normally. Yeah.
Yeah. But David's roller skating, he used to do roller skate dancing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, right up to 2001.
I
when I had to give up.
Was you not?
Yeah. Not dancing. I love it. I roller skating, yeah.
Right. Oh, excellent. Oh, yeah, yeah. Very good. It's fantastic collection.
They have them in line now, aren't they?
Yes, they do, yes. The rollerblades.
Never tried them, but I've tried the others.
If you can go around on these, I'm sure you'll go around on them.
And in France, every Friday night, they close 15 miles of roads down so that about 1,500 roller skaters, or rollerbladers mostly, can do 15 miles of road racing every Friday night.
Yeah,
anyone can join in.
Yeah.
No prizes, I don't think.
I had a friend, I used to go to Holland when I used to do the towns and cities. I used to do about 80 miles, get so many towns in.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so I love roller skating.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you'll have to check out roller skating, Mark, and take me around.
No, I can't do roller skating. I've got two left feet.
When you first get on them, you can't stand up.
No.
It's a fantastic collection.
When you're done, you can do it.
Yeah.
All metal.
Yeah.
Look at that, David. They're all we can't see, but that's all metal.
Yeah.
That's an unusual.
You have to have a little key and screw those, aren't you?
Right. Yes, I know these. Yeah. You've got a thing here, haven't you?
Yeah.
And that tightens this up, and that one. And they clamp around the sole of your shoe.
Right.
I had some roller skates like that in Australia.
Yeah.
My dad bought me my first pair of roller skates. And they had metal wheels, would you believe?
Yeah.
I tried to wear them when we came back to England in the Granby Hall in Leicester. They wouldn't let me in.
Oh.
They said I'd tear up the wood floor.
Yeah.
Which I would have done.
Yeah.
So they got thrown away very quickly in place of wooden wheels.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you very much. That was lovely.
Yeah,
thank you.
Cheers, thank
bye.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, Jacob. We've now reached the old bicycles. So we've got penny farthings, and you say there's a bone shaker.
A tricycle.
Can I feel how high the handlebars are up on a penny farthing, or are they too high, do you think?
You might be out of touch. I don't know whether we can see. That's huge, David.
Yes.
There's a penny farthing that's almost to your head height.
Well, the wheel is?
Yeah, no, the handlebars.
The handlebars.
And the wheel is about 4 inches below the handlebar.
So where is it?
Well, I don't know whether you can actually touch them.
Let me touch them.
Well, you can't see the man.
Where's the man?
Well, right up there. Come on.
Up in the sky. We're going to find a man to see if I can touch this penny farthing. Why I have this desire, I don't know. I've never touched a penny farthing.
It's a 50-inch ordinary. 1882 penny farthing.
Oh, another one here.
Yeah. Excuse me, is it possible for my friend just to feel the height of it?
I just want to feel the height of the handlebars. Is that all right?
Let me have a look.
Promise not to knock it over.
Gently, go.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you very much. I just want to feel the height of the handlebars in relation to himself. Okay. Ready? So...
We're getting close, are we?
Yes, I'll stop here.
Yep, I'll stop here.
That's the saddle.
Oh, yes.
Work your way up. Thrust you.
Oh, that's a big spring, isn't it?
Yes. And then there's the handles.
So that goes down to the little wheel, does it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. So the little wheel. Let me just have a feel of that. Oh, and that's a foot. Oh, what's
that's your foot?
That's for climbing onto, I suppose.
I would expect so, yeah.
At the bottom, at the base, at the back of the bar that goes to the small wheel.
Would you like to?
There's a kind of footrest.
The step to get up onto the.
Yes, that's what I thought it might be.
Yeah.
I suppose you have to be running to start with,
that's
do you?
Right.
And then you put your foot on there,
and then
and swing
you, up
swing
on
your
the
other
feet.
Leg over like that.
Yeah.
Yes. Ah, it's
the opposite when you come off.
Yeah.
You slide your back, put your foot down.
Hang on to that a bit.
Oh, right.
Sorry, can you hang on to the thing a minute, please? Ah, and these are the... This is the handlebar,
and you've got the brake just in front of it.
Oh, I see. It did have a brake then.
Pull the brake down onto the front tyre here.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
That's amazing.
And the front tyre's made of?
It's solid, I think.
A solid rubber.
Oh, solid rubber.
A spiral wire in there.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
You spin it either way so that twists itself in.
Oh, right.
So it grips together.
Right.
But it's got to be exceptionally tight, otherwise...
It'll come off.
When you go around some of the roads and that,
oh, yeah.
It'll come off.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
What fun.
But in some rallies we do, if they're not cemented on, you aren't allowed to ride it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because if the tyre come off us...
Yeah, right. You're quite high up, aren't you?
Yeah.
You could cut your skull or anything else.
Are these all original pedals and everything?
Except for your rubbers.
Oh, right.
These are... We use the rubber that we have for the peasant for the
excellent.
To go on.
This is interesting.
This gentleman, David, is just probably about an inch or so, just a little bit shorter than you.
Oh, right.
Do you actually ride?
This isn't mine. This is my son's. He's gone round to have a look round.
Oh, right. Okay.
Who rides this one? He's got a son ride the other one.
Ah.
You see.
Right. That's bigger than that one.
I think that one's a 52.
Right.
So I've got another one at home which is a 56, but another one in the game centre.
Good. So, and this is what, a 40 something?
No, this is a 50.
Oh, this is a 50, 50 right? Actually, yeah. 50, yeah. So, when you pull the brake, Michael, it pushes this roller, it's a roller.
Yeah, it's a con roll, yeah.
Down onto the rubber tyre itself.
That's not very effective.
If you're lucky.
The other ones have got what they call a spoon brake on.
Oh.
Reach the spoon is just like a piece of this. You feel under here. This. Right?
Oh, yes, yeah.
The channel.
The rim, yeah.
And you make a brake, something like that, to go on top of the tyre.
Oh, right.
Which come down, they call it a plunger brake.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, because when this hits the tyre, it's still going to roll, isn't it?
But see, your fixed wheel, so you can't rely on your. What else can you do?
Right.
Well, in its day, I suppose it was the power de excellence of penny farthings.
Well, we've got the earliest of pennies returned, an aerial.
Oh, right.
And the handlebars twisted.
I see. Oh, yes.
On the burn shaker, you get down to the burn shaker, you turn the handlebars, and that pull the brake up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
We've got one at home, which is called an aerial, Starling Hillman aerial. And you turn the handlebars like that to pull the brake on, and the brake was on the back wheel.
Ah.
And that's a roller brake as well.
Ah.
That's amazing. This was a mudguard flat, was it? Or
no, a stone.
Stone?
Oh, stone.
Well, in the days,
stone guard,
stones on the roof.
Yeah,
oh, cool. Stone come up.
Yeah.
And if they get locked down there, so that would throw you over.
That would throw you over.
That stone, that was supposed to deflect the stone off the tyre.
Right. And are they lethal machines to ride?
Well,
if you don't know what you're doing.
The boys run.
The two boys have been riding, what, 30-odd years, and they've never had any problems.
Oh, right. Excellent.
Yeah. I like that. That's good.
So simple, aren't they?
Yeah.
So simple.
Yeah.
And when was they actually invented then?
Well, the earliest we've got is in 1870.
Right. And how much would they cost when they were bought, brand new?
When they were bought?
About 16 guineas.
Really, a lot of money.
It was a lot of money,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
16 guineas.
We've heard some different coinage, haven't we? Pounds, shillings and pence. Farthings, and now we've got guineas.
Yeah.
The good old days.
Is this wood?
No, it's rhino horn.
Oh, rhino horn.
Yeah.
Rhino horn handlebars.
Handle grips.
And grip, yeah. Oh yes, yeah, grip, that's what I meant really. This is metal, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, steel.
Just turn some wooden ones up for some of the other bolts there.
All right. And what sort of steel was this? Is this ordinary cast steel or was it? Or?
Ordinary mild.
Mild steel.
Mild steel.
Right.
It's cube.
It is cube?
Yes,
yeah, so all right.
Cube. Yeah.
You want your...
My one, magic one.
There you go.
Do you want to go to any others?
Do you want to go and feel this bone shaker?
Oh yes, please. Yeah, I'd like to feel a bone shaker.
Go on then.
Yeah, let's feel a bone shaker.
All right, take it easy now. We're hitting to a funnel, so don't wiggle sideways.
That way, don't wobble about.
Yeah.
So I'm not seeing flying. Right, we're going down to see the bone shaker now. monkey doesn't shake my bone.
Come around this way.
This is really, really awesome beast.
Is it?
Yeah, let me hold your stick.
Am I right in front of it again?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, here we are.
That's the saddle.
Oh, yes, isn't it, Josh?
That's on a spring.
Oh, that's a spring.
Yeah, oh yes, it had a, did it have a spring right from the front to the back?
Yeah, right, yeah, from
there. I've seen a picture of that, you know, how I used to see them.
Yeah. That's your brake.
Oh, so yeah.
If I turn the handlebars...
Oh, yes.
I put the brake on.
Putting it on, yeah. I'll feel that, yeah.
Oh, wow. You can see the agricultural hubs and wheels. They look like they just come straight off a cart.
That's right, yeah.
So does this predate the penny farthing?
Oh yes, 1868.
Oh yes, 18.
Not by much then.
No.
1858 or
1860.
Oh, 60. Yeah, right, got that.
Oh right.
That's really old leather.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. It's pretty cracking.
And why were they called bone shakers? Because they literally did.
They did shake it.
They did shake it a bit, I think. They got no. You think that's suspension, but it's not.
So what?
Well, you say that.
It's meant to be.
I've got another one at home, which has got a much more spring than this one. And now it's spooks in the wheels, and it's iron tired.
Oh, right.
Good Lord.
They were really creative, engineering-wise, weren't they?
Oh, yes.
Really creative.
Yeah.
Amazing. It looks like something you can make up a horse's car.
That's only to hold the brake, so you can, when you turn the handlebars...
Yeah, I get it now. Yes, I see it, yeah. Oh, that's getting a bit sharp, isn't it? Don't pull it too hard, Mike, or the brakes.
Yeah.
The cable's a bit worn.
That's awesome. Do you feel these wheels, David? They're huge. You can actually feel the hub.
Is that rubber?
This is the hub.
Has it got a rubber tyre on it?
This one has got a rubber tyre on it.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yes, that's what you mean.
No chain.
Oh, Christ, the spokes.
Yeah. That's
what
I wanted you to feel.
An inch and a half thick, aren't they?
Yeah, this isn't wood, is it?
That's wood, yeah.
That's wood, yeah.
Oh, so this is wood?
They make wheel, oak, ash and elm.
Oh, really?
Elm centres.
Yeah.
Oak spokes.
Good Lord.
Ash centres.
That is how they used to make...
People used to make them wheels.
Wagon wheels for wagons, isn't it?
Yeah.
And, wagons.
That is amazing.
Yep,
next penny,
you've got a stone drive.
Oh, right. Be careful now.
I will.
Just turn around this way. There's another penny farthing. This is a posh one.
Oh, you've got a good little more that way.
Oh, yeah. This one's chrome plated, is it?
No. This one, that spring, that slide up and down on that one.
Oh, I see. What, for different heights of people, is it?
No. As you're going along and take the bump, see that?
Oh, yeah, put your hand on there, though. Mind your fingers. Yeah?
Yeah.
On the lower down. There, go on.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I see. So the saddle itself is on a little bit of a spring, you mean?
Yeah. It's a sliding spring.
Yeah, okay. Got you. That slides on
there. As it comes down, it slides. It
goes through that thing.
Yeah, you can feel it there.
Feel it? Yes, yeah, I can feel it, yeah. Yeah, if my fingers were closer than they are at the moment, then that my skin would be pulled into that.
Yeah,
I won't do that. I want to feel the handlebars. Oh, these are smaller, slightly smaller.
Yeah.
Not so much to get hold of. Oh, what's this?
It's a wide rod,
I think. That's a stay just to...
Oh, to make sure it doesn't fall over, yeah.
And on the front, you've got a spoon brake on this.
Oh, that's the difference in the other brake, David.
Oh, right.
That's a spoon one.
Oh, yes, I see, yeah. It doesn't roll, so it might be more effective.
It's more effective,
yeah. Alright, so it's like a spoon that clamps down onto the rubber tyre and will slow you down, you hope, before you run into the back of a hay wagon.
Yeah.
So were they city bikes? They were obviously city, were they?
No, I live in the heart of the country.
Ah. Yeah. Oh, right.
Oh,
awesome. The coach work on here is lovely, isn't it? It's like a brown colour, David, with yellow stripes, gold stripes. Really, really lovely coach work.
Yeah, my grandfather and my great-grandfather, they were wheelers, and that's how we come to start off with boats.
Ah, is that right?
I see this one has a little thing for getting up onto it as well, a footrest to get you going, as it were.
Oh, so they're real craftsmen then?
Yeah.
So you would, where was it? You put your foot on there, you run along a bit, and then you swing your leg over, and you're away, hopefully. Or you fall flat on the other side.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So your father and grandfather are wheelwrights.
Yeah.
They make the big wheel, big wheels for the farms.
Everything, yeah.
Everything.
Yes, yeah.
Amazing.
Brilliant, that is.
Yeah. And what was that, all in wood or...?
All in wood, yes. And if I was, as a youngster, if you went into their workshop, there were certain tools we were allowed to use.
Mm.
But they could tell you if you picked up something that you weren't supposed to use when they went in next time.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it ring out to be in the right place?
You thought you'd put a bait right, but I heck you haven't.
Oh.
No way.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Marvellous.
Excellent.
So how on earth did they get into all that then? What made them become millwrights? Someone was made a millwright, guys.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's really quite a science, isn't it? To balance the wheel.
Yep.
I mean, you've got to have real good engineering knowledge.
My grandfather left school at 10.
10?
Yeah.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Well, and that was, were they on a farm or...?
In their own workshop.
In their own workshop.
Yeah.
Amazing. And so, what would be the life expectancy of a wheel?
What sort of wheel?
That's hard to say because I mean...
Like a wooden wheel as opposed to something like this steel.
Well, the wooden wheels on the other burn shape are slightly different to this, which are sort of smaller spooks.
Right.
And they wouldn't paint.
Oh.
Linseed oil.
Right.
Feed the wood.
Right, okay.
But that one, when I got that, was painted, so I've left it as it is.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Gosh.
Good.
I'm sure your grandfather would be very proud of you now to see you doing this.
Oh yeah, I think he would.
Yeah, great. Mm. Absolutely brilliant. Yeah, I mean, just tune these up, just to get them so
that's
absolutely...
Ah, they're all screwed into the centre.
Yeah, all right.
And you've got a special little key
to
fit onto these to turn them.
Yeah. But it's all got to be done absolutely on balance.
Oh, yes.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I used to try and do them we used to do dirt track riding, you know, on the old cowl mound bars and all that sort of stuff years and years ago. And, to try and get the buckles out and all the rest of it. Wow.
That's easily done, isn't it?
Yeah, I need to know how. Like all these things.
If you know what you're doing.
Yeah, if you know what you're doing.
Well, I've achieved a lifetime's ambition. I've actually felt a bone sugar and two different penny farthings. Yep.
Yeah. And you've got sprung frame boats on the other side.
Sprung frame. So you're always modern suspension. Ain't that modern, is it?
It'd be a bad job if you got one.
Oh, sorry, going down around the other way.
Spring down there.
Oh, this is sprung on the front forks.
What is this? Another penny farthing?
Sprung head, as we call that.
A sprung head.
Oh, okay. Sprung head.
Yeah.
Nearly sprung my stomach then.
Yeah. And the spring.
That's got to plunge your bait again.
Oh, yeah.
One there.
Yeah.
One there.
Oh, I see, yes. Bit like, yeah, right, I'm with you.
They're not just really changed, is it?
1899, done like bait and then thoughts.
1899.
Yeah, see, these are like, sprung forks.
Yeah. Well, no, sprung head.
A sprung head, yeah. Oh, yeah, there's only one, yes.
No, you've got another one at the top here. In here.
Oh, yes. One at the top, just below the handlebars, and one just below this fork. I'm above the fork, I mean. Yeah.
It's a well-spun seat. That's a lovely boat for Ollie.
So, this one?
Yeah.
Ah.
Oh, yes.
Two lots of tyres, David.
Edward?
It's worn out two lots of tyres. He rides this regular.
Good grief.
That's amazing.
How many gears?
It's a hell of a chain, man, I tell you.
No gears.
No. Have a look at... Just give me your hand. You must feel these springs. Mind the handlebars.
What springs?
No, you've got to come around the front. And just... Right, hold on there.
You've got to come this way.
Let me guide.
Let me put you on something.
But just turn around to me this way.
Yeah. This way.
Yeah.
Suction engines.
Many engines here at... What's this then?
This is patented by...
A sprung fork patented by Dunlop.
Oh, Dunlop patented. Oh, yeah, that's well sprung, isn't it?
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. The springs on this are open springs,
yeah.
And they're about an inch and a half in diameter, I would think, I guess,
Either
and
side.
One on either side.
Yeah.
down near the hub of the front wheel. Front wheel's got a hole.
That's amazing.
It's got a blown up tyre.
Yeah, pneumatic tyre.
Fire coming 18.9.
And quite a tread on it. Yeah.
Oh,
more normal handlebars. So where's the brake on this one?
Not that kind of thing. If you want the cable brake fit at that time, that's £26.
It's also 80 years.
That's got back pedal brake on it.
Yes.
Ceased taking orders for traction engines on their Thetford site, which eventually led to the closure of the company. In the early 1930s. Oh, yeah. Of course, Charles Bowen.
Amazing.
A very notable firm of traction engine manufacturers. They produced their traction engines in Bedford. Early Charles Bowen.
That's all we're doing. That's what we're doing now.
Traction engines. They also built things like threshing drums.
Probably gave so many boats and made the throw away like everything else.
Yeah.
Right.
These cheap hand boats don't last.
So what village or town do you ride these bikes on yourself?
Well, we did different rallies and different events.
Oh, so just at events? You don't ride them every day?
No, no, I don't ride this every day. No.
Return south
by no. Either Sunbeam Sports or Sunbeam Tourer.
Oh, right. Oh, well, a big difference there.
So, how come they got holes in the saddle like this?
Oh, now we've reached the fairground, Pipe Organ. We're just going to stand here and listen to it for a few minutes. Folks, I haven't recorded everything that was on site. That would have been a bit complicated, and my podcast would have lasted all day, I think, and all night. However, I hope that's given you some sort of flavour of what was on offer at the Woolpit Steam Rally. There are steam rallies all over the country during the summer months, and as I imagine they're all pretty much the same, because more or less vouch for that, because I have been to some others myself in previous years. However, there we are. I hope you enjoyed the day out at the Woolpit Steam Rally as much as I did. And so this is David Miles signing off as BW2K at CompuServe.com. Until the next time, folks.